Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable, concealable holsters on the planet. Each American-made holster is built by hand, including the award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0. This holster is made with a comfortable, form-fitting neoprene and spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Purchase the most advanced holster for just $43.88. Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Alien Gear Holsters now offers a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with premium leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of your firearm with zero signs of sag. Pair one up with a holster and save $15. Every Alien Gear holster is backed by an ironclad triple guarantee. This promise includes a forever warranty, a 30-day test drive, and free holster shell trades for life. Conceal in comfort for as low as $29.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio studios with you. Wow, I got to tell you, it's been an amazing program so far. I hope you're digging it. California, KTKZ, 1380 AM, Sacramento. Big signal out there on the West Coast up in Northern California, booming out all the way out into parts of the Bay Area. San Fran, how you doing? Great to have you with us, San Fran. I bet you guys are loving hearing me talking about happy endings, right? You know, happy endings being if you try to take someone's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, and you die in the process, well, boo-hoo for you. Hope it hurt. Have a great ride. Hope you love hearing that stuff, because those are happy ending stories as far as I'm concerned. Of course, I'm talking about law-abiding people defending themselves from the bad guys, which is a human right. It's not a black issue, white issue. It's not a green issue, red issue, Mexican issue. It's not a Guatemalan. It's a human right to be able to defend your life. And here in this country, we have a right to bear arms to do just that. And we are really moving this agenda forward over the next 4 years. It's a game changer for us, I can tell you that. KTKZ 1380 AM Sacramento and the surrounding areas. Great to have you with us. WNNH FM 99.1 Concord, New Hampshire. Great to have you with us. Same thing goes for you. WTSN AM 1270 Dover, New Hampshire. Same thing goes for you. WLBB 1330 Carrollton, Georgia. You're down south. You already know these things, right? Of course you do. Just a little bit southwest of me in these Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio studios. Red Nation Rising Radio Network carrying the program and all of their affiliates. You can check us out at rednationrising.us or hear us in hundreds of cities. You can hear me in hundreds of cities across the country. We are now in our eighth year and just exploding, continuing to explode. And from now on, we're moving our agenda forward. And that's a beautiful thing because we have so many things to talk with you about. Hour one, you heard Alan Gottlieb talk about some amazing court cases that are working for us as concealed carry permit holders. If you've made a decision to carry a firearm, if you're even considering it, we went over five different cases that are going to matter to you. California, number two of them, I believe, coming out of the Ninth Circuit. Cert's already been filed. Looks like these things are moving forward to the Supreme Court. Would have never happened if the wrong thing happened and What's-Her-Face had won, but she didn't. She's history. We don't even have to talk about her anymore. Now we can move our agenda forward positively and restore the right to bear arms. California, you're a petri dish. We're going to have a lot of fun watching what happens out there over the course of the next 8 years. Notice I said 8 years. And yes, I did predict Trump's victory, by the way, right smack down to the Electoral College count. So take that for whatever it's worth, but it was just a gut feeling, as is the 8-year deal. I may be wrong, but you never know. Either way, the next four are going to be a lot of fun. Okay, this program is coming to you on the eve of the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show being held in Las Vegas. It's held in, well, unfortunately, it's held in Vegas every year now. I'd like to see it come back to the East Coast, but I digress. I will be departing these Crossbreed Holster studios tomorrow for Las Vegas and bringing you this program in its daily form, the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show with Mark Walters, Tuesday and Wednesday. We have to get out there tomorrow. Andy Hoosier from Andy Hoosier out there at KQAM And the big talker in Wichita, one of my big affiliates out there in the Midwest, Andy Hoosier, the Voice of Reason host, will be here. He's sat in this chair twice before. He's a lot of fun, great young kid. Man, I'm telling you, right to bear arms. He's all over it. Good conservative voice in the Midwest. He'll be sitting in the Crossbreed Holster, Armed American Radio. He'll be sitting in the Daily Defense USCCA studios, not this seat, but the Daily Defense USCCA studios on Monday, possibly Thursday. We're waiting to check out travel plans. So either way, great to have you here. For this hour of the – oh, by the way, Dallas, we have a lot – Sean, can you bring your mic live quickly?
Yeah.
All right. We have major weather issues occurring where you are down in Dallas right now. A lot of tornadoes, a lot of very bad weather. There is a possibility it could affect this live broadcast, which is emanating – from the Dallas-Salem Radio Network studios, correct? And we just want to let listeners know and affiliates know that that is a possibility.
Yes.
Okay, well, if and you'll stay in my ear and let me know if something happens or, you know, gosh forbid we lose you on a con, you know, in between the two studios and the boards talking to each other. Well, if that happens, we'll know. So I just want to let you listeners and affiliates know that that nasty weather in Dallas, while it's improbable, could affect us. We are keeping an eye on it down there in Dallas, Texas. Let's go right to the phone lines now and talk with Rob Pincus, great friend of mine, co-author of my second book, Lessons from Unarmed America. Rob, you're in Dallas now. You know, I'm going to be seeing you in a matter of hours, too. Everybody's converging for the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show. How you doing today, brother?
Good. I skipped out on that bad weather. I decided to come right out here to Vegas.
Yeah, not a bad thing. Probably a smart move for you, too. Now, Rob, we're going to be spending a lot of time together over the next few days, meaning the industry as a whole, okay? Tell listeners to Armed American Radio who might not know what Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show actually is, okay?
This is my shot. Been a lot of what it's always been is the of people involved in the firearms industry and all the ancillary industries and off from it. You know, you see everything here, hunting leashes.
All right, Rob, I've got to stop you right there for just a second. The cell connection is bad from this end, and listeners are not able to hear you. You're getting a lot of jumble. Is there any way you can move to another area?
Yeah, stand by. I'll be back with you in a minute.
Okay, sounds good. All right, we're going to get a better signal from Rob Pincus, and when he does come back on, we're going to talk. What I did was I asked him about the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show and what it is, and I'll let him explain it in his words. I don't want to bring it to you in my words, but I want you to hear it from one of the industry professionals. Rob, if you don't know anything. Okay, sound a little bit better. Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade. Take it away, Rob.
Perfect. Yeah, this is a SHOT Show. I agree with you. It was great when it bounced around, but you know, it's now, and it is deep trending of people in the firearms industry. And what I was talking about was all the ancillary industries that sort of spin off from firearm hunting industry. You know, you got gear here for hunting dogs. You've got clothing, obviously the hunting clothing, outdoor clothing line. You've got accessories for vehicles. You've got luggage. You've got obviously ammunition and the latest and greatest from the firearms industry, as well as, you know, every name manufacturer that people know from the firearms industry for, in some cases, hundreds of years. They're all represented here in one place. And while this is a trade show and it's run by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a great organization that works on behalf of everyone involved in the firearms and related industries, there's also obviously an air of politics every year that comes up because all of us are so passionately involved in the right to keep and bear arms. And I can tell you, having only been on the ground here for about 6 hours and not had a whole lot of interaction, there's definitely a very unique buzz in the air. It's been a while since people politically were excited and thinking positively, not just that we can win a fight, but that we have a lot of advantages going into this political cycle in the next 4 years for sure.
You know, it's interesting because the show itself actually kicks off, and it is more than a show, just like you said. It's far more than that. This is a gathering of the international firearms community. And when you mentioned manufacturers, some of them hundreds of years. You go to Beretta, 500th anniversary this year. All right, yep. Firearms been around a long time. And this trade show, I believe, is the seventh largest, if I'm not mistaken. That number may have changed a little bit. In the United States of America, it's huge. Now, when you think about that, you think about a multi-billion-dollar industry, and then you couple that with the political spectrum that we find ourselves in now. Rob, I've been to now, my first SHOT Show was 17 years ago. It's hard to believe. It's really hard to believe. But it was in Orlando 14 years ago. I've lost count. I think it was in Orlando. But when I look at the growth of the industry now, and you couple that with the politics, that we see. I remember being at the SHOT Show when Obama was being inaugurated. The depression on the floor compared to what no doubt I'm going to see when I get there tomorrow, and I think you're experiencing that right now. Is it really palpable? And even though it really hasn't kicked off, you can feel it?
Oh, sure. And, you know, as you know, and you'll experience this even tomorrow, the official first day of the trade show is Tuesday, but tomorrow is setup day for the booths for most of the manufacturers, most of the exhibitors, and, of course, the range day for a lot of us in the industry, especially involved in the media. So, you know, you can't get on a plane today and anywhere near Vegas and not bump into hundreds, if not thousands of people as you pass through the airport that are involved in this show. I mean, there's going to be 70, 75,000 people here right in Las Vegas. And that's one of the reasons it's in Vegas every year. It's just, it's such an immense show. And the planning that goes into this years ahead of time, it's just, it's a place to get to. But half of my plane, no doubt, flying in from my connection in Salt Lake City was people for the SHOT Show. And I probably knew 20 people that I just happened to see, you know, coming off and on the plane.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Every time I get on the flight from Atlanta, somebody recognizes me or I recognize somebody else. It's a blast. It really, truly is. I can promise that from the south on the Southwest flight that I'll be on tomorrow, better than 80% of the flight, better than 80%, will be heading out to one of the two trade shows that are out there right now. The Concrete Show, believe it or not, is out there at the actual fairgrounds or at the actual convention center in Las Vegas. And then, of course, the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show is at the Sands. All right, when we come back from the break, Rob, couple things I want to talk with you about. First of all, Media Day at the Range. I want you to paint the picture because I want people to understand what it is you actually do. What is it we're going to see? What does it matter that's to someone who can't make it to the SHOT Show or isn't invited or can't get in or whatever the case may be? Because it's all going to translate to what they see on their shelves over the course of the next 12 months. The great Rob Pincus, one of the greatest trainers of all time, joins me and continues to stay with me here on Armed American Radio. We'll be back right after this. He's live in Vegas.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to DefendThem.com. Lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit DefendThem.com before it's too late. Again, that's DefendThem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. DefendThem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate that catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. The fastest individual hours of radio, I promise you, they just fly right by. They do. It's hard for me to believe that we are now heading down to the bottom of the hour, of the third hour of this program already. Incredible. And this one's going to go by very quickly, too. It always does when we have Rob Pincus. Never enough time. All right, Rob Pincus, Personal Defense Network, one of the best trainers in the country as far as I'm concerned. Great friend of mine. Someone who, when it comes to any training I've ever taken, and I've taken a lot of it with a lot of different instructors, I always revert back to Rob. My training mindset reverts back to what I've learned, the intuitive shooting techniques and skills that I've learned in the combat focus shooting. I go back to Rob. And I guess that, Rob, I guess that's just the way I think, the way I feel. It just works for me the way you teach. And, you know, thanks for doing that. How many students do you teach every year now anyway?
I'll probably do 55, 60 classes on the range this year, and they'll be anywhere from 2 to 5 days, and anywhere from, you know, 4 or 5. I just had a class out in California, in fact, kind of near San Francisco, down to south there in the Central Valley, and it was a small class of alumni, an advanced class. There'll be other classes I teach that'll have, you know, 20, 30 people in it, sometimes big law enforcement classes, things like that. So, I mean, it definitely, when you take into account seminars and things like that, I'll be face-to-face with thousands of people. Obviously, being on the show with you, I get to reach hundreds of thousands more, and through Personal Defense Network, we reach hundreds of thousands of people every week. So it's something I take very seriously, and I appreciate hearing that. You know, we design programs, and I recruit other instructors with their areas of expertise, whether it's medical or legal information or things that I'm not a specialist in, that hopefully we're all providing information that is intuitive, that resonates with people. And
right.
A lot of students, if they come through our classes, and they may go take other classes, do other training, we certainly research other approaches to defensive shooting, but when they're out on the range practicing, they fall back to these intuitive defensive shooting techniques that just work really well, especially in the context we're talking about preparing for.
Well, it's a testament to the way you teach the shooting skills, frankly. I mean, I'm a certified, I'm not anywhere near the professional level that you are, but I'm certified and have maintained my certifications, National Rifle Association instructor of three different disciplines, USCCA instructor in a couple disciplines, these types of things. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's kind of like a pharmacist keeping his license who isn't practicing, because I'm in the studio all day bringing you guys, you know, this platform to America. And I wish I had the chance to do it, maybe one day in retirement. But I kid you not, there's just something about the intuitive shooting skills that you teach that my body and mind default to when I train. And there's a difference. Let's take it to this next logical step. There's a difference between training and practicing, isn't there, Rob? Let's go there quickly.
Right, yeah. Training is when you learn something new, you develop new skills, you correct problems with old skills, and practice is when you develop and refine those skills to a higher level and certainly to a more ingrained level, hopefully.
Well, that's something that, you know, when I get to a range or get out to the property that I have, I'm able, I guess I can say I'm able to do both, because I can practice those training skills I learned from you when I'm shooting up against my berm, and I have the target set up very similar to the way we had him in the combat focus shooting class and all that good stuff. But boy, that's a whole different direction from the show. Let's go back to SHOT quickly, because you're going to be spending the vast majority of tomorrow out at Media Day at the range, which is why you're in Las Vegas right now. What is Media Day at the range? Oh, gosh, I can't go because of this program. Unfortunately, I'm flying during that time, and I miss it every year. But I have attended it, and it's amazing. You'll see thousands of people come through there, mainly media is what it's designed for, and you're going to be working with who, at what booth, doing what throughout the day tomorrow?
I'll be at the Winchester Ammunition range, the pistol range. Winchester usually has a couple of ranges, you know, maybe a shotgun range, a rifle range, and then I'll be on the pistol range where I've been probably about 5 or 6 years now. You know, the Defender line of ammunition and now the W line of ammunition, USA Forge, the new steel practice ammo, steel case, high-quality practice ammo, American-made stuff that they offer. We'll be showing all that off and talking about it. We'll do some demos. I'll certainly talk to the media about Winchester ammunition and about how we use it. You know, I'm not just there to talk about the specifics of, you know, the number of grains of powder, the types of powder. There's some engineers and other guys that are there for that information and some of the sales specs and things like that. I'm really there to talk about why having high quality ammunition is so important. And certainly I believe that Winchester creates a very high quality product. So it's real easy for me to be there and talk to the media and people that come through just about what people are doing with that ammunition specifically and why one might choose something from the Defender line or from the W line as opposed to some of the other options that are out there in the industry. But the industry day at the range, SHOT Show Industry Day at the range, is something that's evolved over the years. You know, picture, I don't know, I'll say a mile long. It may not quite be a mile long, maybe more than a mile
long. Darn close to it.
Huge, yeah. This huge array of ranges set up down in Boulder City. So it's down, it's south of Las Vegas proper. You go through the pass and just south of Boulder City. There's an amazing range where I during some time of year, taught several classes down there. We've got some great people that teach the CFS program. In fact, they're also a great little team of instructors. But I'll be there just hanging out on that Winchester range, which is conveniently is usually right in the middle of the whole darn thing. So when I get my breaks and I decide to go wander around, I can go, you know, 100 yards, 200 yards, 300 yards and see maybe 15 ranges, 20 ranges, 30 ranges. I don't know the total number of ranges out there, live fire ranges, but I promise you it has to approach 100 if you include the fact that, like, some manufacturers, which are smaller, will only have, like, one stall. So they may have one area where three or four shooters can stand next to each other and check out their guns, as opposed to a large company like Winchester, which will have three ranges for different types of ammunition, and then a company maybe like Springfield Armory that will have a huge range to cover their array of pistols, and they'll have another area where you can check out the rifles that they're offering. So it really is kind of a shooter's paradise. A lot of people, of course, on the internet, they think it's all fun and it's just awesome, but I promise you, those writers that are out there, the writers and the videographers and the bloggers and bloggers, I guess they are, the radio personalities, everybody's out there working, they're hustling because there's so much to see. They're allotted, I think, a 3 or 4 hour block where they're allowed to come in. Buses are provided from the Strip, from all the major hotels. And people go down there and they hustle. They're not just out there having fun. Now, some years it's been miserably windy. Some years it's been miserably cold. We're expecting good weather tomorrow. And sure, we have fun out there, but it really is work. It's a lot of industry professionals talking about the important things that they have to offer the consumer in a very educated way to the media who are out there diligently trying to collect as much accurate information and images and video footage as they possibly can in a relatively short amount of time. So it's an incredibly well-run event. It's not directly part of the SHOT Show, obviously, but it's very closely tied to the SHOT Show. It happens out there, and they do a great job with it. And I'm proud to be associated with it and with True Winchester Ammunition especially.
And, you know, it is a live fire. For a listener, I want you to understand, this is a live fire range. This is not just a show and tell out here. The media folks, the media personalities, the radio personalities, the bloggers, the writers, the magazines, and their, you know, whoever's out there actually gets hands-on experience with the new firearms that you're going to see on your shelves that are going to be on display the next day. Rob, we've got 30 seconds or 10 seconds before we start hearing that music for a break. So hold that thought and let's go right back to that when we come back. And then after we do that, I want to start talking some training, some defensive skills with you. I want to talk about what happened at Fort Lauderdale. We heard from Peter Johnson in Archway Defense. I want to hear from you because I know you're big on preparation, avoidance, awareness like I am, and what people can and should do or shouldn't do in a situation like that. And I'll tell you what amazed me about the whole escapade down in Florida. And I know you're into it because you wrote about it. So we'll kind of bring everything together with Rob Pincus when we come back. Don't go away.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The this upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
All right, we are back here in these Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio studios with you outside the ATL. All you football fans are going to see the Packers and the, what are they, Falcons, right? I'm a Bucs fan. What can I tell you? You know, and I gave up on the NFL this year or so, but I did watch a little playoff football. Can't help it. It's in my blood. But whatever. That's a story for next week. Talking with the great Rob Pincus, trainer extraordinaire, author, television star. You know who he is. Personal Defense Network. Rob, where can people find you on the web and everywhere else? Because you're very active in social media.
PersonalDefenseNetwork.com is the best place to go. It's a great company.
Say that one more time. We lost you there. We still got Rob?
Am I back? PersonalDefenseNetwork.com is the best place to go for a collection of articles and videos we've been compiling for almost a 12-year period now.
Right.
Not only a lot of our stuff from the Combat Focus Shooting Program, but lots of great contributors and instructors. And I'm on all the social media. If you can use Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all those, you'll be able to find me at Rob Pincus, or sometimes at Pincus Rob, P-I-N-C-U-S-R-O-B.
Look him up. You'll find him. He's everywhere. Make sure to buy, read, watch everything he does. Rob, I've been watching you for your whole career and just absolutely love your stuff. So, all right. You had one more comment. You were going to say something about Media Day at the range. I had to cut you off there before we took a break. Then I want to run into some personal defense stuff. Did you remember what you wanted to say?
I just think it's important to note that it really is different. The writers that take the time to go out there and the exhibitors that take the time to show their stuff off out there, they're going the extra effort. It's not just guys walking around a trade show writing
right.
You know, articles and doing videos about guns based on a press release. They're really at least touching, handling, feeling, and seeing how the performance actually works on a range.
And you get really good, fair assessment from everybody who's out there. And there's no political garbage here. This is hands-on stuff. This is what I did. You know, my one of the best experiences I've ever had is shooting the Gatling gun out there. Absolutely loved it, dude. There's just something about it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. For sure, that sound and that feel, it's pretty unique.
I keep seeing, you know, the outlaw Josie Wales in the back of the wagon, you know. Come on, Fletcher was in on it. Gotta go there. I can't help it. It's one of my favorite movies. Rob, Fort Lauderdale. Okay, you wrote something that I thought about. I mean, I don't know. Maybe great minds think alike. I have no idea. But one of the first things that went through my head was, why did nobody touch this guy in Fort Lauderdale? Now, that's not, like I said, and every time I throw this disclaimer out, it's not machismo. It's not bravado on my part. I'm honest about this. I don't know how I would have acted. As I said in the last hour, maybe I would have scooped up my child and run away. Maybe I would have run away if I were by myself. Maybe I would have tackled my wife and laid down on top of her to protect her. Maybe I would have attacked the guy if I was in range. I don't know. I don't know. But here's what I do know. Nobody did any of that. What the hell gives, Rob?
Yeah, it really is unbelievable, especially when you watch the video, especially the moment the shooting starts. There's some people, you know, well within two arms reach and behind him. The guy
right.
certainly isn't looking around. He's not, you know, potentially paying attention to his surroundings. He's focused on who he's shooting. One of the testimony that we've seen over and over again is that he was taking headshots. You know, that takes some concentration. That takes some focus. So the opportunities objectively existed. This is one of those where we have video evidence. This isn't speculation. This isn't saying, well, maybe no one was in a position. There were people in a position to do something. And, you know, it's not having a script. It's not having preparation. It's not having the mindset. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about, well, you know, people are looking at the ground, or people are looking at their phones. People aren't paying attention to their surroundings. I don't care how much you're paying attention to your surroundings. You probably aren't noticing anything until that gun comes out, and probably not until the first shot goes off are you really registering what you're seeing. But whether you're paying attention to your surroundings or not, the minute the gun starts going off, it was really clear that lots of people who weren't paying any attention to that guy just 5 seconds before knew exactly what was going on, and they had no plan. And that's why we stress having the plan, so that when that stimulus shows up, you have a script, and that script tells you to get you and yours to safety if you can, to make it harder for the bad guy to get to you if you can't, and if you need to, fight. And certainly, you know, we hate to use the word opportunity in the colloquial way, like something we look forward to, but if you have the opportunity in a technical sense to change the outcome, to affect the bad guy's ability to hurt you or someone else, You got to take it. And it doesn't mean you have to carry a gun. It doesn't mean you have to train every day of your life, but you got to be mentally prepared. And then that should dictate some level of physical preparation and, you know, possibly even carrying defensive tools. I know for me, I've got defensive tools on me most of the time, whether or not I can legally carry a gun or not. And it doesn't mean I carry illegal things. It just means there's plenty of things you can carry around an airport that are completely legal that you can defend yourself with better than just your bare hands and your knees, elbows, and your teeth.
Yeah, one of those items can be a pen. One of those items can be a pen, as simple as a pen. And there are a number of those. Not enough time to go into them. But I will say this, Rob. In a situation like that, first off, I want to put it this way. What I took away, the most important thing I took away from what you just said was not having a script. Not having a script. You went into it briefly, but that script is what you go through in your mindset, isn't it? That's part of your defensive training that you should be going through all of the time. What if something like this happens and you think about something like this? Tell me, what does Rob Pincus mean when you say not having a script?
And you know, preparation in this case doesn't mean paranoia. You know, some people, they'll hear this and they'll say, well, I'm supposed to walk around imagining I'm being attacked all the time. No. But if you're sitting in a stoplight or if you're waiting for your bag to come off the carousel, it doesn't hurt you to take 15 seconds and visualize what if. What if this happened? Where's the closest exit? Where are points of cover to hide behind? What if it were that guy right in front of you with the blue sweatshirt on like the attacker in Fort Lauderdale had? What if he pulls his hands out of his coat pocket and there's a gun in it? Are you within two arms reach? Do you have the opportunity to grab that arm and just drive it to the ground where it probably can't kill anybody and real quick isn't going to be able to hurt anybody because it's jammed against the ground? You know, the gun is just a mechanical tool. One of the popular videos we've had years ago, it's called demystifying the gun, where we teach people it's just a mechanical object. Just like we talk about the politics, it's not banning the guns that's going to keep evil from happening. Similarly, just having a gun doesn't make evil magically go away. It's not your magic talisman. You have to understand how that tool works. If you're going to carry one, you have to understand how to use it and what you're actually capable of. But most importantly, for the majority of people that are in the situation that those people were in Fort Lauderdale, where even if they were gun owners, they probably weren't carrying the gun as when they walked off that plane. But they're standing there, you know, waiting for their baggage. You've got to do something other than cower in fear and hope. And we learned this lesson in our schools in 1999 with the Columbine Massacre. We started teaching our police officers not to just wait for the SWAT team, but to go in there and do something. And we started teaching since Sandy Hook. We've started teaching our kids and our teachers to do something, to run, hide, fight. We use the terminology evade, barricade, and respond as appropriate or if necessary. We've been teaching people to do more than just hide and hope, but the message obviously hasn't gotten out there to the masses. And that's what you can do to help people you care about is just spread that word. Tell them to go look at a video on active shooter response, unarmed. They don't have to carry a gun. They don't have to change their lifestyle. They just have to think about what they would do and then what they could do.
You know, it's frightening. I had some conversations. I won't mention who I talked with, but I had conversation with a number of people, and I heard the following. You know, most of the people that were there were elderly. Most of them were incapable of I'm not buying that for a second. I'm not buying it for a second that someone there couldn't have. Now, again, it's easy for me to Monday morning quarterback in this particular case, Rob. Wow, somebody should have done this or somebody should have done that. But there's more to it than just the physicality of it. There's more to it than someone not going up and tripping him and someone up not going and slapping his arm and, you know, pulling them into an aggressive posture and taking control of him and taking him to the ground. There's more to it than that. I go back, Rob, to what was missed at the beginning of this thing. You and I travel with firearms on airplanes everywhere we go. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to run this by you and get your opinion. This is not something scripted. We haven't talked about this. And I really want to hear what you have to say about this, because things don't happen in a vacuum. This guy didn't magically pull his gun out, loaded, and point it at individuals in the baggage claim area. He had to do certain things to get to that point. And the things that he did, well, let me just put it this way. I'll give you the description. I'll let Rob comment, because I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Again, this is being awake. And the day that this happened, I used it as an opportunity. Coincidentally, I was talking about it anyway, but the Cooper color codes. Somebody paying attention could have stopped this before it happened. We'll be back with Rob Pincus.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Wow, hard to believe that this 3 hours went by so quick. Unbelievable, the fastest individual hours in radio, no doubt, just proven again here on the Armed American Radio Network. KTKZ 1380 AM Sacramento listeners out in San Francisco Bay and all over Sacramento. Love you guys. Hope you're enjoying the program today. WNNHFM 99.1 in Concord, New Hampshire. Hope you are as well. WTSN AM 1270 in Dover, New Hampshire. Hope you are. WLBB Carrollton, Georgia. I know you cats are. We are booming all over the state of Georgia in multiple antennas throughout the state and across the country, all over the nation, filling your prescription for freedom. And look, really looking forward to continued explosive growth, 92 straight months of explosive affiliate growth with Armed American Radio. Very humbling to say the least. Okay, well, this is the reason why we're talking with Rob Pincus. Rob, you've been here with me since the beginning. I think you were on the second program I ever did. And you've been here with us throughout. Now we're in our eighth year.
Been quite a ride. Been really proud to watch you grow and to be a small part of it. And it's always an honor to be on the show.
Large part of it, quite frankly, my friend, a large part of it. We appreciate it. Okay, Rob, something that just fascinates me. I can't for the life, and I've tried. I've gone through this. I mean, you know me. I study this stuff. I look at this stuff. I talk about it. I teach people. I educate people. You know, I think it's fair to say, fly more than the average John Q. public, okay? There are many people who fly more than me, but I fly more than most people do, as you do as well. Every time I'm on an airplane, I usually, 99% of the time, have a firearm in my checked bag. I won't tomorrow because of Clark County and Vegas and where I'm going to be. It's just going to be more of a hassle than it's worth, and I don't have a permit for Clark County. It's carved out differently in the state. So it's a moot point for tomorrow, but usually I do. And I teach people because it's one of the most frequent questions I get. How do I fly with a firearm? We educate people like this, Rob, all the time. I know you do too. So here we've got a locked hard-sided container inside a locked bag, inside with an empty magazine, and a separate box carrying rounds in, as the TSA requires, in a box designed to do that. This firearm did not assemble itself. The magazine didn't load itself. It went through security legally, which means none of it was together. This guy had to go to a bathroom, put himself in a stall. We all know how tight those stalls are, unless he was using a handicap stall, which he quite, you know, may very well have done. The fact of the matter is, Rob, every step he had to take, he had to unlock a suitcase, he had to open it, he had to retrieve the box it was in, he had to unlock the box because it had to be locked by federal law, and he did it legally. He had to dig the ammo out, he had to load a magazine two or three, he had to seat the magazine firmly into the handgun, he had to rack the slide. It's impossible to do that quietly. And then walk out of that bathroom. Are you telling me that no one heard this? Was everybody around, walking around under Cooper's code, considered white, absolutely clueless, Rob? This didn't happen in a vacuum, brother.
It didn't. I've heard this line of thought, you know, certainly since that day. You know, I can't believe nobody heard the guy loading the gun, things like that. Why didn't somebody say something? You know, just for a minute, you know, I will be the gadfly. I'll play devil's advocate sometimes.
I want you to.
Our politics and what I consider sometimes the convenience of our the expediency of our arguments that maybe we have to think about it. Big term, right? Like big picture. What if no active shooter had happened today? What if there hadn't been a spree killer? But what if I had flown to Florida, where I'm a resident, I have a permit, obviously. I fly into Florida. I probably would have flown into Jacksonville or Orlando. But I fly into Jacksonville, and I decide I don't want to leave the airport without being legally armed. And I'm not sure if the Jacksonville airport's legal to do this or not, but I know that I've loaded a lot of guns in a lot of parking garages and inside of a lot of rental cars.
You and me both.
Airport property. And I've done it in bathrooms. I don't know if I've ever done it in an airport bathroom, but I've loaded guns when I had access to a gun. I've also unloaded guns when I decided that it was time to put the gun away and check the gun in for air travel. So I what if this had just been a law-abiding citizen who had been loading his gun for the protection of himself and his family, and somebody, you know, an intervener, someone who's, you know, a hoplophobe, as people would say, someone who doesn't like guns, hears the sound, recognizes it from some movie they've seen, goes to the police, and some guy gets spread eagle on the floor of the baggage claim area when he's legally carrying a gun and legally has a permit, and all he was doing was trying to be prepared to defend himself. We would be up in arms over that. And God forbid that happened, and his gun was taken away, and he was in the airport police, you know, office being interrogated, and then an active shooter situation occurred, we'd all be talking about how that guy could have saved everybody because he would have had his gun. So I think it's a slippery slope when we start making that argument of any time a gun is being touched or loaded or we hear the sounds of bullets going to a magazine in public, we should sound the alarm. I think that's a little facetious. That being said, I'm concerned about the mental health issues. I'm concerned about the Anchorage authorities. I'm concerned about the FBI. I'm concerned about the family members and the responsibility that lies on them. Was the letter of the law followed? Sure. But as we've talked about, everybody from the NRA to President Obama has said, maybe we need to revisit HIPAA laws and the reporting of mental health issues when it comes to firearms ownership and access to firearms. And obviously, it's a sensitive topic, especially when it involves potential PTSD and our veterans in the VA. But this is the issue. This is the issue. This is where I believe the ball was dropped, not some guy in a bathroom stall hearing a magazine being loaded or hearing a slide being racked. I think this ball was dropped on the mental health side with not only the authorities, but also the friends and what there was a family, including that mother of the child that he went into the FBI office with. You know, that's what we need to be talking about, because that's where we can start to make change.
Well, you know, that's all of those great, valid points. Gosh, we're coming right to the top of the hour, too. I would love to address them with you, and we will in subsequent programs. To your point on mental health, there is breaking news just today. In fact, hours ago, Rob, that he had had his guns confiscated on two separate occasions. Now, I have to leave it at that because there's just not enough time to dig into why, where, what. We have a thing in this country called due process, and when you want to talk about slippery slope, talking about taking something from someone without due process in and of itself is a huge slippery slope and something I am certainly not an advocate of. I absolutely believe in due process of law. But that is something that needs to be discussed, and mental health, no question about it. In this particular case, like you, in fact, I don't know if I have with you or not, but I have loaded countless firearms in the trunks of rental cars in airports across the country. I have done the exact same thing. I think, you know, Phoenix comes to mind. I usually wait because it's an off-site rental lot. I'm always wait till I get there, and I unload, and I'll load my firearm, pull it out, retrieve it from the trunk of the car, and load. I can't tell you how many times I've sat in a rental vehicle and loaded my firearm. But I will say this: I've never done it until I got to my rental car. So interesting conversation, really is, and could go a whole bunch of different directions. And I think you're right. Is there any way you want to leave that before we split? We've got about 1 minute to go. How do you want to leave it today, Rob? I'll let you have the last word on just about everything.
People listening to this show probably have a plan. Go ahead and share the opportunity with your friends and your family that you care about to at least get them to consider having a plan. Send them over to personaldefensenetwork.com. Take a look at those videos. Take a look at the articles. Take a look at anybody who's teaching run, hide, fight type tactics or type mindset for active shooter response. Let's stop some of these strategies as they have been stopped. You know, there have been people unarmed, untrained, who have stopped these violent spree killers even when they had firearms. So let's see more of that, and that starts with a conversation. As for the mental health issues, I think that's where we need to be pointing some of this attention that we have with reformation and regaining some of our Second Amendment rights. I think if we're going to be able to do this well, we also need to be addressing some of the mental health issues that have led to, honestly, the opportunities for people to take a firearm and kill lots and lots of people, even though there were lots and lots of warning signs that our current due process and our current methods of reporting this information just isn't working well with. So I think that does need to evolve.
Rob Pincus, live in Las Vegas. I'll be spending time with you in a matter of hours, hopefully bringing you to the Daily Defense Show, Personal Defense Network. Just look him up on social media. You'll find him. He's absolutely everywhere. Thank you, Rob, for taking time out of your schedule after arriving in Vegas today to talk with us. I know you have a huge day planned for tomorrow. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. KTKZ 1380 and the rest of you across the country, great to be with you. I'll see you from Vegas on Tuesday. Have a good night.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.